Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
What did you guys think about Abby and I being TikTokers?
That was some great comedy. We laughed a lot. You guys were cringy, man.
We doubted you every second of the way, just like your best friends should.
You had your puka shell necklace and your cutoff, and you run everywhere, and you let everyone know you're going to marry Abby. Yeah. And that was mad.
We were going to have a party at our house that night, and we had started fighting in the kitchen, and people had started filing in. And Garrett's just like, it's fine. Don't worry.
Don't worry about it.
They'll be done soon. Dude.
You punched me so hard in the chest, it like took the wind out of me.
I'm glad you said that, because last time you said, it didn't even hurt, bro.
What's up, dudes?
And welcome back to the Unplanned Podcast.
Here we go.
I am joined by my college roommates, Garrett and Brendan. Yeah. They were also my groomsmen in my wedding. I know you guys are probably going to roast me today, so I'm gearing up. I'm like bracing myself for the roast.
Thanks for being on our podcast.
this is your podcast.
This is now Garrett and Brendan's podcast.
I'm going to be honest.
We started
recording the podcast, and we were like, we don't really know what we're going to talk about. So we had to like.
But it was unplanned.
Here's the funny thing is, they know Abby and I so well. They knew Abby and I before we were married. I met you freshman year. What was the first thing you remembered about like us meeting?
When I think about Matt, one of the first things I remember is Matt used to run everywhere on campus. Look outside randomly. He used to run everywhere. And his like reasoning was like, oh, it's more efficient. Like, I better use
my oh my gosh.
And like I'd look at our dorm and I'd be like, oh, there's Matt. Like just running through campus, just like sprinting everywhere.
Wouldn't that be on my longboard though sometimes? Like just booking it, cooking.
Oh yeah.
Because my thing was I'm late for everything, and so I'd wait till like 2 minutes before class started and just sprint from the dorm, like just freaking take off. And people would actually go up to Abby and be like, is everything okay? Like I saw Matt running through campus today. He was like a dead sprint, and it looked like he was like in trouble. She's like, oh, he just runs like short distances.
Okay, that sums up like Abby's life. Like she's constantly explaining like, oh no, like Matt's like, he's okay.
Guys,
like,
there's a lot of stuff wrong with me, okay?
You had your puka shell necklace.
Oh god.
And your cutoff, and you run everywhere, and you let everyone know you're gonna marry Abby.
Yeah.
And that was Matt.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've been dating for literally just a year.
Oh yeah.
After that.
Yeah. You guys were acting majors.
Yeah. That was before we switched, but we were both in the acting program.
Yep. Which makes sense.
I tell you guys that one time we did like a whole 4-hour class pretending to be apes? Like we walked around and we were all like hoo 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 and like made all these ape noises, and we had to, in the acting class, the exercise was like pretending we were evolving from like monkeys to humans, and so it was like a 4-hour process.
Wow.
It was deep.
That's great.
It was deep.
I'm happy for you, man.
Brendan, what do you remember about the first time you met me?
Well, right now I'm questioning why we were ever friends. Because I did not know a lot of that information.
You just came back to me.
You just came for me so hard.
Although I will say, you sparked a memory that I'll have to get into later.
Okay. The puka shell necklace. I know exactly what you're thinking about.
And that is a great story, but I'll tell that later.
Okay.
Anyways, so to preface, I went to the University of Arkansas first, and then I decided to try and do civil engineering, and I failed out. which I disguise a lot better in interviews, but we're
mind
not there,
you,
so.
Brendan's the only guy who's graduated from college at this very
in this
moment.
Room. Brendan's Who would have thunk it? I mean, Brennan's the only guy in this room that's graduated college.
That's actually
pending
really funny.
2024. Or, yeah, pending May.
Hey, I'm coming. Hey, this up. May, you're getting that freaking degree.
I'm in. Gary. I'm locked in. Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyways, I had taken a summer or taken a semester off, went home and worked, and then I needed to find some roommates down at Missouri State. And so,
no, I know what it was. I got a text message.
Yes.
And it was this one dude, and I knew your sister from high school. And yes. I was like, I know his sister. So like, I guess he can live with us. Like me and my current roommate, Garrett, like we were living in dorms. Like we need another guy to live with us. And it meant cheaper rent because I negotiated. The rent was $1,000 for the house.
Whoa.
Dude, okay, hold up. Rent was $1,000 total each month for the house. And I talked Hinghua down to 900. And so
but
then
why?
Okay,
talk about
wait,
why.
Hold on. Hold up. Wait a second. Hinghua. My negotiation skills kicked in. So we all paid $225 because then we got Brendan to be a part of the group.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but
why? Why did you talk it down to 900?
I got this. Okay. So what we did is we decided to have Garrett work free every month. Less than a month.
Oh, yeah.
To mow the yard, bring his trailer all the way out from Republic, Missouri, which is like 30, 45 minutes away. Yeah, and then you come mow the lawn. It was great.
Yeah, we went to Missouri State University, by the way.
Yep. Saved me money.
Great place to go to school because, dude, tuition compared to other schools, like, cheap. I'm so thankful that we went to a cheaper state school. Because I hear horror stories of people going into crazy debt for college, and it scares the frick out of me,
it's
dude.
It's scary, man.
Really, really scary.
Yeah.
But, dude, $225 for rent.
Nothing.
How the heck did we, like, that does not exist anymore.
No.
You cannot find anywhere in the United States to rent for $225.
No.
Period.
No.
That was sounds insane. Nice.
Yeah, and I mean, we had a whole wall that we just marked up with signatures, too.
We did. I wrote, subscribe to Matt Nevy on YouTube on the wall.
That was when you guys started, and we just roasted you guys every day. Like, you guys.
The videos were so bad.
They were so bad.
Ouch. They were horrible. Ouch. And people watched them. I don't know how you con people
to
watch them.
Make fun of my them.
We didn't parents. Watch them because bro. We liked you enough to not watch not them.
My sweet parent, my mom and dad would share our YouTube videos to their Facebook friends.
Oh, wow.
And so, like, we were getting 100 views each YouTube video, and it was like my mom and dad's Facebook friends watching our videos and, like, in family. And, you know, I don't know. That was really it. And I remember, you guys definitely.
We're like,
probably thought it was weird for
we're
sure.
We're like, dude, stop. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Dude, you're never going to make it. It'll never happen.
The funniest thing, though, is this was pre-Brendan, but the year that I got engaged to Abby, Garrett and I were living together in Florida. We were doing this leadership training camp.
Yeah.
And we were there for, was it 7 weeks? Like 6 weeks?
Yeah, somewhere.
But we had to find jobs. And Garrett and I were like, dude, we're going to make so much money while we're in Florida. Like, we are applying at these fancy restaurants. We're like, we're going to be servers. Oh, my gosh. Because we used to, dude, we were bussers.
Dude, we were bussers.
We were bussers at that fancy restaurant freshman year.
Yeah.
And Abby was a cocktail waitress downstairs. And me, you were bussing tables. I forgot about that.
Yeah, dude.
And then our boss got, like, arrested for, like, something crazy. I don't even know if I can say that on the internet.
Yeah. I don't know. So,
it might get demonetized. So our boss at this restaurant got arrested.
Yep.
And yeah, we were bussers. But anyway, we started working at McDonald's together.
Yeah.
Because we could not find a job. I was so upset because I applied at probably 20 places, like these fancy restaurants. I thought we were gonna make bag. Yep. People that did this same summer leadership training, we're like, dude, you make bag. Like, when you're down in Florida, like, these restaurants, people are there on vacation.
People tip like crazy.
They're spending money.
Like, yeah.
Bo told us, dude, I made so much money being a server. We're like, we're going to make so much money. And we get there, and we get a job at McDonald's.
Dude, that's all we could get. went everywhere. For the first 2 weeks, we had, we woke up and, like, just scoured the internet for jobs.
Dude, we worked so hard to find a job.
Everyone else had a job.
Everybody.
And it was just you and I.
Remember at the time, now this is not very much money, but at the time, and this was 2018, $15 an hour was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
And some of our friends got a job at, it was called, like, Fun Spot USA in, like, Orlando. I was pissed because they were getting paid $15 an hour.
Oh, yeah.
And then we ended up, because the whole serving thing didn't work out, got a job at McDonald's, and I think it was at $9 an hour. Something, I forget.
$9?
Yeah.
$9.25, maybe.
I remember working overtime because I was like, okay, if I can do overtime over 40 hours a week, I'll get extra 50%. So I was getting paid.
Oh, my gosh.
What's the math there? $13.50 an hour? for working over 40 hours a week. And I did that because I was like, this is extra money. Right. I'm trying to get married. I need money because I'm poor and I want to provide for my wife and I don't want to have to like rely on my parents, you know?
Where did you sleep that summer?
Dude, I shared a king size bed with one of the guys that we were with. Did you sleep on the couch?
No. Where did you sleep? I slept in the other bedroom.
Okay, you were in a bed? Yeah. You were one of the guys on the floor with like a little mat?
No. Okay. I was in the bed. The other guys were on the pullout couch for like literally 9 weeks. Like it was like the tiniest mattress and they made it work, man. Dude, it was cool.
That was crazy. We were just crammed in there. Crazy summer. And I remember being so tired because we'd stay up late and then we'd wake up at like 5 a.m. because we had to work at like 5:30.
We worked with some great people, man.
We did, dude. And that gave me so much respect for fast food workers.
Seriously.
Like now when I go to a fast food restaurant, I'm like, your job is not easy.
Dude, no.
And thank you for this food because it's like, it's good and cheap. Yeah. And I did not like, I mean, honestly, it was not the best at working. Like working at McDonald's is not very fun.
No. Especially at the world's largest McDonald's in Orlando.
Yeah, we were at the world's largest McDonald's.
Multiple levels, like multiple kitchens. Like dude, it was a madhouse.
People film YouTube videos there. Like there's YouTube channels that are like spending the night at the world's largest McDonald's, 24 hours in the world's largest McDonald's. What if I went back, dude, and did that video and said hi to like the managers that we worked with?
I hope they're still there.
Okay.
Okay. So that.
So I get engaged.
Yeah, you got engaged at Disney. Didn't invite me to go. You were the only guy to go. Which, you know, I was a little sad about.
Nobody was there for the engagement.
No one was there.
Did you guys want to be there?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's all good.
Would you guys have bought a ticket, though?
Probably.
Because I remember I was told by one of my listeners.
That's too much, dude. We were getting like $9 an hour.
Yeah, we're going to get paid $9 an hour.
That's like half my summer wages.
Yeah, dude.
There's no shot.
I remember I had the ring in my sock drawer the whole summer, and I was like, it was just like a lot of pressure, right? Because I was like, am I really doing this? Like, this is like the biggest decision of my life. And a week before Abby flew out to visit me, I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. And I called her parents and asked for their permission. What did you think about that? I know this is before you, Brendan, so sorry to keep you out of this. But what did you think about me, a 19-year-old that just turned 20? I was 19. And then like a couple days before I asked her to marry me, I turned 20. What did you think about that?
Dude, it was wild.
Did you think I was stupid for doing that?
I don't know. I think it was like, I known you for a little bit before and I know how much you loved Abby and how like committed you were to her and that process. Like you had the vision for like your guys' life together. And so they're like, I could get behind that. Everyone else was like, you're crazy.
This episode is sponsored by one of our all-time favorite baby brands, Dreamland Baby. Both of our babies use their dream-weighted sleep sack every single night and nap. They are amazing.
And actually, at the time that we're filming this, they're both asleep in their Dreamland baby sleep sacks. They're the best.
I would not dare put them down to sleep of any kind without that sack on. It allows for deeper sleep for your baby because they fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. And you guys, the number one issue for a new parent to face is lack of sleep. I mean, it
wrecks you.
Wrecks your mood, wrecks your... Honestly, just... When you don't get sleep, it's really hard to function. And so you're getting better sleep. Your baby's getting better sleep. The whole family's happier and feeling better. They're made out of quality materials too, you guys. They're so soft. They hold up after several washes. We've used the same sleep sack from our first to our second. It's gone through two babies and it's still in great condition.
And they make really great gifts, you guys. We give these out as gifts all the time to friends and family. Whenever someone's having a baby, it's like, I already know the perfect gift.
I know. I've given a lot of sleep sacks out. And the reason why they work so well is because they're made with CoverCalm technology, so it evenly distributes weight from the shoulders to their toes, and that's exclusive to Dreamland Baby's weighted products. So you really need one, or someone in your life probably needs one that has a little baby.
Yeah, if you don't have a baby, you probably know somebody with a baby, and just go ahead and get them one. They'll thank you later.
Yes, and go to dreamlandbabyco.com and enter our code UNPLANNED at checkout to receive 20% off site-wide and free shipping. This offer is for new and existing customers.
Back to the episode.
People talked about it. They're like, wow, I can't believe you just went and did that.
Well, yeah, what were the conversations like? Because I wasn't obviously in those inside conversations.
Well, did you like ask permission to like go do that?
I forget what I did because the program we were with, like, dude, I kind of got frustrated because I was there with my fiance in Disney World. And at like 9 o'clock, they're like, curfew's at 10. You need to head home right now. Right. And we're like, or no, I think we had to leave at like 7 or 8.
Yeah.
And I was like, can we not like stay to watch the fireworks? Like it kind of sucks. So we had to come back for curfew.
Dang, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't know. That sucked. But
I remember that was the conversation of like, oh wow, you just like went and did this. Like
I did, and we didn't have any of Abby's family there. My family wasn't there.
Right.
But also, we couldn't have afforded to like fly anybody out.
You had the necklace on though that day.
I had the puka shell necklace. Yeah. Dude, I missed that puka shell. I think it broke.
Really?
I think we need to throw up a picture of it. I used to wear it every day freshman year of college.
Yep. Oh
my gosh. That was my necklace. I got it in Florida in like eighth grade, and it just it was special to me.
That was awesome. So yeah, you get engaged. And then like,
and then I got a concussion. I freaking got in a dude. Oh my gosh, we're gonna talk about my fights. But like, I got in like a wrestling match with this kid. He used to wrestle, and he freaking broke the rules and threw my head into the side of a drawer. And I literally got a concussion from that because he like took my head and whack like right into the drawer. And immediately, like I was like blacking out, like stumbling.
No one thought you like. Everyone thought you were like kind of like making it more.
Oh, really?
Like you were trying to sell it.
You guys thought I was trying to sell something.
Everyone did. Okay. And I was like, I don't know, dude. That was kind of
So that was actually the first time that I actually talked to Matt on the phone.
Really?
That's where you come into play.
Wait, is that when we met? Did I have a concussion?
And
Matt
doesn't remember it.
I don't remember it. So we talked.
Nor did he provide any information that was helpful at all.
Because I had a call in McDonald's. I was like, hey guys, I'm so sorry. I just got diagnosed with a concussion. Like, I need to.
Wait,
I forget
you
it
got
was like
diagnosed.
I went to a doctor.
It was bad. No way.
And they told me they're like, yeah, there's not a lot we can do, but you should just like stay in a dark room for a couple of days.
Yeah.
So I think I missed work.
You
for
wore
like two
glasses weeks. All the time.
Yeah, I wore sunglasses everywhere. Mm-hmm. But I stayed in a dark room for a couple of days with that concussion, and then I guess that's when we first talked, Brendan.
Yeah, I talked to you on the phone right after you had gotten the concussion. Didn't sound good.
What do you remember from that conversation? Do you remember anything?
I was asking information. I was like, all right, where are we living next year? And then I was asking like, how do I get in contact with the person, the landlord? Because I was like visiting Springfield because I'd never been to Springfield before. I'd always driven through it. And so I was actually going to see where I was living because I was just signed up for it without paying attention. And then I actually went, I put all my stuff in there and then I went backpacking.
Yeah.
But that was like right when I was calling you, just trying to figure out where I was going. And you were not helping. At all.
Yeah. Dude, can we talk about how the first like month Brendan lived at our house, he didn't have a bed. Okay, was it a sleeping bag on the floor or did you have a mattress?
So I didn't have a mattress, so I ordered a mattress from Sam's and it took 3 weeks to get in. So for the first 3 weeks I was sleeping on I think I slept on the couches to start.
Yeah.
And then he had a cot, so Garrett had a cot.
I do.
So
I forgot about that.
He picked up the cot from his parents' house, and then I slept on the cot, which was kind of hard. So I kind of alternated between couch and cot for my back.
Wait, the couch though, dude.
Can we back this up?
Hold on. What?
We met Brendan the day he moved in.
Right.
Like you talked to him on the phone.
We never knew this dude.
Had no clue who you were. Like, literally met you the day. You come straight from Colorado.
Yeah, I had just gotten back. I literally got back, drove like 9.5 hours that day. Like 12 hours that day. Because we came from like Boulder, Colorado is where we stayed. And I got back. And right as I got back, I met Garrett, met Matt. And they're like, hey, we're about to go to this thing. And so I'm like, well, I'll come. And so I hopped in a random car and ended up going wherever they went for that whole entire night. And we were out for like till like 1 a.m.
You're a very social person. And that's something that I love about you, Brendan, is you will just talk to anybody and be anybody's friend. And you make friends so quickly. You do. You're just so social.
It's a superpower.
Like today on the slopes, bro, everybody we ran into, you just had a full on conversation with them.
Oh, yeah.
And like one dude I just randomly started talking to briefly. And then I found out that he was like a contractor. And you're like, oh, I'm also in like construction management. And then you had like a 15-minute conversation with that dude. So I love that.
Dude was kind of cool, though.
He was a cool dude.
Yeah.
And he had the fanny pack that looked like a belly, so then when you saw his belly, it looked
that
like
was
he had,
that guy?
It was that guy.
I didn't see his stomach.
The fanny pack guy on the mountain. That was the coolest fanny pack ever, because it literally looked like he had a hairy belly, but it was just a fanny pack.
I thought he stole mine for a second.
That's so awesome. Okay, we move in, and the first thing was this ugly couch. Oh, it smelled. Oh. It was this massive sectional.
Nasty.
And you guys were like, let's like, this thing needs to be taken to the dump. Like, let's get rid of it. But I was like, guys, wait a second. I know this thing. It's called Facebook Marketplace. We can list this couch for like, let's just say $200. I know that's being like crazy, but let's just say $200. You have to pick it up and see what happens. And bro, my phone blew up. Everybody wanted this couch.
Blew up.
And I was like, wait a second, we could like maybe even use this money to buy a TV. So then the lady that ended up getting it, or the guy that got it, they ended up offering $250 because they wanted the sectional so bad. Jeez. And then we used that and we bought that flat screen, yes, which I think Garrett still has.
I still have that in my house.
Really? Is that your TV?
That's our TV.
You got the TV.
That's Garrett's TV. Let's go. It's awesome. We love it.
That's hilarious. You guys,
TV.
You guys bought us out on the stock on that.
We
right?
did. Yeah. We did. Yep. You moved out. I got your shares.
No, and you got. Yeah. And
no,
you
no,
got
I the gave you my shares.
You gave me my shares. Yeah.
And it is devalued by that point.
And another thing is, I had those bull horns in our house.
Oh yeah.
Because my I got those from my great grandpa. He was a farmer. He had these massive bull horns. And like I don't know. I like to go to the country and, you know, maybe like fish a little and maybe shoot some clay pigeons. But I'm not like a country boy. You're a country boy. Yeah. So I was like, Garrett, you can have these bullhorns
for
my grandpa.
My desk right
and you
now.
Still have the bullhorns. You got the bullhorns.
Did you ever put them on your truck?
No, I need to. I need
that would have been sick. Yeah. That would have been too much, but it would have been sick.
It would have been excessive. I don't know. I feel like it's kind of sentimental to you, so I didn't want them like out in the, like the weather. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I appreciate that. Care of them for no, it's you. Good. I mean, yeah. like, I don't have any use for bullhorns right. at my house, personally. Sure. I'm not somebody that's going to put like a deer head up in here or anything like that. But I know I'm glad that you have them.
Yeah.
And my grandpa would be happy.
Think so, about you dude. A lot. Every time I see those horns, I think.
No
about
way.
You.
Yeah. Actually?
No.
Okay.
he actually gets pretty horny when he sees
them. Okay. That is, well, yeah, okay. Hey, that. This is a PG podcast, yeah, Brendan. PG. You can please tone it down.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Dude, I remember Brendan would eat off of paper plates dude, because he didn't want to do dishes.
The amount of fights in our house was unreal.
Okay, let's talk about it. Let's clear the air. Let's open up the discussion. So what did we fight about? Because I remember Brendan would just like use dishes, throw them in the sink and be like, I use paper plates. I'm like, Brendan, you're still using forks. Clean your freaking dishes, right. dude.
And cups.
Remember that?
You use cups all the time, yeah. dude.
And never did dishes.
Yeah.
I wasn't that bad.
You didn't want to do dishes so bad. That you, the Google Home Mini that I have in my house still is the, is like, I got that because of you, because you didn't want to do dishes so bad. You told me, hey, Matt, I will literally give you my Google Home Mini if you do dishes mm-hmm. for me. And so I started doing them. And then I guess you had a backpedal though, because Abby told you like the same day or something that she had already bought that for me as a gift for like my birthday or something.
Yeah. So then I got Matt to do my dishes for free.
That's right. I think I forget nice. What the agreement was. I don't know why.
Well, I tried to get you to do my dishes, and then I think I got you to do my dishes, but then I didn't have to give you anything, so it was great. It worked out for me.
I remember Brendan got so petty at one point. He literally would stomp to his room, slam the door, put his head in the pillow. Mad.
I thought it was funny. Okay, now we're roasting Brendan. I feel bad.
This is not cool.
This has turned into the roast of Brendan McKenna. Brendan, you always knew when he took his ADHD medicine because his room would be spotless.
Spotless. And then literally 24 hours later, a bomb went off.
But you guys, like, I was so clean. Was I not so clean at our house? I was always keeping it clean.
No.
Was I not?
You were only clean because Abby came over every day.
That's a fact.
Dude, I cleaned like crazy. Are you kidding me?
Because Abby came over
when we were
every
roommates,
day.
Bro, I was vacuuming like crazy, bro.
Because you had a woman in your life.
Well, yeah, I wanted Abby to like.
And you didn't
you
like
her.
You
weren't married yet. So you were still putting your first, like, you were putting your best out there, you know?
That's
like,
true.
You were like, okay, I'm gonna be honest.
You were at a different level.
Yeah, you were like, you had a lot going on in your life. You were trying to figure out how you were gonna do this and that. Like, you were like on it, dude.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. A very common misconception that I hear all the time regarding relationships is that it needs to be easy. It needs to be basically like a romantic comedy for it to be the right relationship.
But that
for you to be
is
soulmates.
Not real life.
No.
At all. We piss each other off. Can we be honest?
Let's just be honest.
This happens. I feel like right before this podcast, there was some tension. And you know what? We work through it. Because that's what couples do.
Yeah, relationships are like a muscle and you got to exercise it. You got to strengthen it. And a great way to strengthen your relationship is through therapy.
Relationships just take work, period.
Yeah, they give you tools to communicate better with your person. And that is literally probably the most common issue in a relationship is communication problems. So
yes.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. It can be hard to go in person to a therapist, but BetterHelp makes it so convenient for you. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with the licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit betterhelp.com/unplannedpodcast today to get 10% off your first month. That's help, help.com/unplannedpodcast.
Back to the episode. What did you think about that, Brendan, that I was a 20-year-old engaged to be married. You're not currently dating anybody at the time. Garrett's not dating anybody, and you're like, this roommate of mine is literally getting married. What was that like?
What I thought at the time was, I was like, I get what you're doing. I think it's very difficult to like provide for your family, because I think you were right in the sense of wanting to make sure that you could provide for Abby.
Yeah.
Because usually I would discourage someone if they're not gonna start paying your own tuition.
Yeah.
Right. And paying for like your insurance and getting off your parents' phone plan.
Right.
Because I feel like that's just respecting your parents in that sense, because they should have a say in your life if you're getting money from them.
Yeah.
To an extent. Oh, 100%. Especially in that sense.
No, and that's exactly why I worked the whole time I was in college, because I was like, I want to be independent.
And so for that fact, I was like, I mean, if you want to do that, that's tough.
Did that get annoying, though?
But go for it.
Because I was pretty cheap. Like, I think I was probably the cheapest ever the year that you guys lived with me, because I was about to get married. And I wanted
to... You penny-pinched everything.
Yeah.
And me and Garrett would just roll our eyes.
You guys, I remember one time...
Dave Ramsey fangirl. You were all about it.
Yes.
Which, awesome. I love it, dude. You were fired up about it. And it obviously worked. I mean, I remember you guys bought your first car, that Ford.
Oh, my God.
Yes, we shared a car because we shared it.
Yeah.
We shared it and found a restaurant that could hire both of us.
Yeah. And you guys would work, all the time and share the car.
And they wouldn't share their leftovers. Like,
Abby made really good food.
She made really good food. Dude. And I'd be sitting there like a dog waiting for, at the edge of the table, waiting for them to give me food. And they wouldn't give me any. It was terrible.
Cook for you guys, though.
Occasionally, you guys cooked every day, so this is an everyday thing where it's just like they have wonderful food, and I'm sitting here like, dang, all I got is ramen because I'm lazy.
Bro, you ate so much ramen. Yeah, and Garrett would eat peas mixed with mac and cheese.
Yeah, that was weird.
Hey, and you'd leave it in the recipe. Pot. I knew that you were cooking when I or that you had made yourself food, because I'd open up the fridge and there's just a random pot uncovered with mac and cheese and peas inside
with a fork in it.
Yes.
Half eaten.
Yes.
Thankfully,
exactly.
I grew out of that stage. Thankfully.
But you still don't finish your
Garrett
food.
Garrett knocked that
Garrett
out real
never
quick.
Finished his food.
Here's the deal. I don't eat a lot of food at one sitting. I eat a lot of food on a bunch of different sittings. A little food over a bunch
I don't
of
understand
things.
That.
I don't know, dude.
No, I'm saying because I don't.
You I don't eat have a lot problem. Of food.
What do people not know about Abby and I?
I don't know. My favorite thing about Abby is arguing with Abby. Oh, yeah. Like,
wait, did you guys get into a fight about gun control? Because you were like, Abby was arguing to that we should
maybe
get rid
at
of
some
guns.
Point. I usually play devil's advocate on that one.
For sure.
The one I clearly remember arguing with Abby and having a blast arguing about it was whether you should discipline your kids.
Oh, spanking! Abby does not like spanking.
Abby,
at all.
Abby was definitely not for like hitting your kids whatsoever. Yeah. I think there's a right time to hit your kids. And especially me as a child. Shout out to Leslie. She did a great job.
You're glad, making sure. You're glad that your mother, Leslie, spanked you as a kid.
She needed to. I was terrible.
Dude, you know what's crazy with spanking is it's considered abuse if you don't spank in the proper way. So it has to be on the butt and it can't be anywhere else. And you can't use an object. You can't use a belt or a stick. It has to be your hand. And there's all these rules for it. Or
is that
it's
recent?
Or, no, it's real. It's just in our legal system. Obviously, when there's people who probably... Start? There's probably stuff that goes unreported and people never, prosecute their parents. But, it's literally a thing where you have to use...
When did that... What state law is that and which states is
it? Okay, to be honest, Abby told me this, so I'm assuming that she got this from a reliable source.
I guess I need to figure out what state I live in.
Yeah.
But, dude...
Come on,
like,
Tennessee, let's get it.
But it makes sense. But when you think about it, it's wow. There's a line. There's parents that truly do abuse their kids, and there's parents that
spank. And that is a big thing. So
But you think spanking is okay?
So I do, but here's the thing that my mom did.
Canceled.
Canceled.
No, so here's the thing that my mom did where she was actually, I think she was very wise for doing this, is what she would do is she would sit down, because she'd get angry at me, she'd send me to my room, and that's when I would get extra layers of pants on because I knew it was coming. Put on the cargo shorts. Anyways, but she would sit down and she'd have actually a quiet time. And then she would eventually calm me down and she'd very calmly be like, I'm punishing you because I love you.
Okay.
And I'm not doing this because I hate you in any way. So I always felt loved when I was getting spanked. So I knew it was...
What are Abby's
so
she stances wasn't yelling, on this?
So it wasn't like, I'm so mad at you. Like, bro, what? Like,
so it Abby wasn't a actually rage. Conceded on this argument in that okay. sense because she's like, okay, that actually makes sense.
Because, dude, one time I was on a plane and this mom was getting so mad at her kids and it's I almost said something, dude, because it was... It was borderline abuse. Like, I heard, stop it right now. And she's like, whack, whack. Like, I could just, like, hear it and this kid's like, ah! And it was... That sounded weird.
Yeah, what was that?
But I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like but when you...
It was scary. What would you say when Abby spanks
and
you?
Then I just started like, dude, I felt so uncomfortable, but I was like, I need to glare at her. Like, I want her to know that this is not okay. And it didn't happen again, but it was, I don't know. It was uncomfortable. So I'm glad your mom.
When you hit your kid in anger, I think it's scarring.
Oh,
because they feel that anger and that, but at the same time, I can also understand that being a parent is incredibly difficult.
Oh, yes.
And like, if your kid's about to touch a stove, like, hit that kid, get him out. Like, keep them from touching the stove because they're going to burn themselves. So it's like, it's tough. It's tough in that sense because, like, I know, like, if you have three kids and you're in a supermarket, like, obviously you shouldn't hit your kids, but like, sometimes you have a tough moment.
You guys would be so surprised. Griffin is incredibly smart. He's 18 months old and he's known for probably 6 months now what the word no means. Like, he'll look at me, he'll be over by a power outlet, like, wants to put his fingers in it, right? And I go, no. And I'm like, I have to be firm with him because I want him to know it's not okay. And he'll giggle at me, he'll smile, he'll be like, because he's trying to play with me,
right?
And I'm like, no, Griffin, no. And I have to be firm. It's like sad, but I want him to know that I'm not joking, it's not, I'm not being funny, I love him, I don't want him to get hurt. Sure. And so it's crazy to me though, like, I understand like the where you're coming from, but kids really understand things. Like, they're very, very smart. Griffin can understand full conversations that I have with Abby. Like, he's a really, really intelligent kid. They just don't have the skills yet to like verbalize their needs the best. He can use like one word responses, mm-hmm. but he really understands language, and that's what's crazy about kids, dude, even at a young age.
It's wild.
Yeah. So you and Abby used to fight, man. I mean, argue.
Oh, yeah, we'd argue about stupid things,
all
too.
The time.
What's funny is sometimes I would zone out. Like, I would be thinking about something or I'd be, like, busy. And Abby would come over and you and Abby would just talk for hours. Like, you know? Like, Abby's...
But that's Brendan, though. That's like, he'll talk to anyone about anything.
I just like asking people questions. And I enjoy having siblings to argue with. So, like, anybody that will, you know... Interacting in an argument is fun.
Yeah.
If, as long as it's not like hostile, obviously.
Which was a point of contention in our house. I feel like all of us are relatively, you know,
argumentative.
We can argument.
We have strong opinions.
We have strong opinions.
We're not willing just to be like, oh, it's okay. You know, we can just, no, like, we'll stick up for what we believe in. You know?
We're all like relatively literate and like formulate an argument.
No, I disagree. You're an idiot, Garrett.
What did you say, bro, before the podcast? You were like, Matt, you're the stupidest smart person I know. What do you mean by that?
So you are like oblivious to like a mass majority of things, but I feel like you're hyper-focused on things that you care about.
Okay.
So like, you're very intelligent and you'll go on these like rabbit hole like searches and like these little things. Like, okay, for the first year that we met, like, or no, it was in 95, so it was in the house. You went on like a 6-month research project for whey protein.
Yes.
You were fired up on protein.
I wrote a speech on it in my debate class.
I was like,
in my speech class, yeah.
And I didn't really care. So I had to like listen to you like talk about all the intricacies of like what protein is good and what is it. And I was like, cool, this doesn't
get go to the gym.
Now you don't even like take protein. It doesn't even matter.
I take protein now, but I realized, dude, I realized I was like, wait a second.
Dude, look at
me. If I would have just taken all the time I spent researching freaking protein and just worked out instead, I would have been massive, dude. I would have been so yoked.
Right.
So that was, you know, but you're right. I did. So that you thought that was kind of like silly that I got like deep into that rabbit hole.
Yeah. I was just like, why does this matter? Like, just go work out. I was like, sure. Like, maybe if you're like competing or like, you know, like, I don't know. Or, maybe you could catch like a little bit of an edge, but like, I don't know. You weren't. So,
yeah.
So here's
Brendan, what's your take on that? Dude?
Here's another example of Matt being oblivious.
Okay.
So like when I first got there and I first met Matt, love like me and Matt talked all the time and I was like, this is great, like I haven't had friends in a while, finally I have a friend, I'm making friends really fast because I'm in a new place, I don't know anybody, but I know Matt, and so we hang out all the time and we hang out, we did that for like 2 or 3 months. That's how we became like great friends. And then the third month hit and I was like, oh, I'm kind of tired of talking this much because we just kept going and going and going
all the time.
And then I realized that as I stopped talking because I was tired of talking, Matt kept talking. And he would come to my room and be like, Brendan, you want to talk about this, this, this? And I'd be like, when he doesn't shut up.
Dude, you're sparking some memories right now. Like, really? You guys used to talk for hours.
Really? And I'd be like,
all the time.
Yes. We were just there always hanging out.
Well, this is how within...
What did we talk about? Why can I not remember this?
Because it didn't matter. You guys just like to talk about anything all the time. And it was so annoying. And my doors at the time were like these little folding, tiny little folding doors so I could hear everything.
Your room wasn't even a room, bro.
It wasn't even a room.
It was a three-bedroom house and you were in whatever that room was.
I was like in a sunroom thing.
And you had a heater because it got really freaking cold in there.
It was awful, dude.
And so then I'd be like, Garrett, I can't talk to him anymore. He keeps talking to me. And so I'd like...
That's coming from you, too, by the way.
Oh, I know, and I talk a lot. So I had to. So what I ended up doing is I ended up just getting out of the house because if I was out of the house, Matt wouldn't find me. Okay. So then I would come back, and then we'd be friends again. But I had to like get my space.
That's when Brendan found out what girls were, and he started talking to girls a lot.
There we go. Yes,
that's actually when I met my wife.
Actually,
really,
technically, yeah.
Really? Okay, I didn't know that.
No way.
But she didn't like me. Oh, she didn't like.
This portion of today's episode is sponsored by ShipStation.
One of my goals for 2024 was to wear cute jammies. Have I been doing that, by the way?
Yes, you have.
They've gotten
been doing
cuter.
A better job.
I've been shopping a lot, and I actually entirely abandoned one order that I had for jammies.
Really?
Because of the shipping.
Actually, so you just left the order in the cart and didn't even purchase it?
It was going to take like 15 days, and it was also expensive.
My gosh.
So I was like, you know... It's not for me. It's just not meant to be. And I think that is something that really matters a lot to me as a customer is fast and affordable shipping. I think Prime has ruined us all.
Yes. Yes.
So now I'm like, I can't. It's just not meant for me.
Yeah, we expect it immediately now with everyone giving quick shipping. So 15 days, it's like, yeah, I'm good.
And
I'm not going to wait that long.
Exactly. And that's why ShipStation is an amazing tool if you have an e-commerce small business because it easily automates your shipping tasks and helps manage orders in one simple dashboard for you so you can make shipping super easy and affordable for your customers. ShipStation is actually the most affordable way to ship everything you sell online with over 130,000 companies growing their e-commerce business with ShipStation.
Holy cow, that is a lot of companies.
It's a lot. Wow. It helps you simplify and automate your shipping no matter how big your business grows. Whether you're selling candles, jammies, I don't know, something that men like. What do men like?
Aftershave.
It's super easy for you guys to use. And plus, they have a free trial and really quick setup. So it's easy to try things out before you commit fully to get started right away. Optimize and keep up your momentum for growth with ShipStation. Use promo code UNPLANNED today at ShipStation.com to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, promo code UNPLANNED.
Now, back to the episode.
Wait, did Abby like actually like you at first?
That's a good question.
Oh, did Abby like me at first?
Yeah, because I thought she didn't.
So she had a crush on me when I think we were in middle school. And I ended up like, I started crushing on her my senior year of high school, but she had never told me that she liked me. And so then everything worked out after that.
Wow.
But yeah, so it just like.
Did you like her at first?
At first I didn't. I just saw her as a friend. And I just thought she was like really cute and pretty and sweet and fun to talk to. And so asked her out. But what was funny though is, we lived in a house with all guys, and then Abby, who lived in a house with her friend Kara, who's now your wife, Garrett, which is kind of crazy,
it's awesome.
Like small world.
Yeah,
They lived in another house called the Goop Coop.
The Goop.
And the Goop Coop was all women, all living together, all these, you know, best friends. And so like they had their house and we had our house, and it was funny because we were just like we'd take turns like being at each other's houses. They'd be over at our house all hanging out, talking, eating food, whatever, and then we'd go over there and hang out and
play
games.
It was a blast,
dude.
We had like parties and like we would do movie
nights. We threw some big parties.
We did, dude.
We had some big sober parties at our house.
Yeah.
Like, remember the floor?
Unfortunately.
Dude, we can say this now. Yeah. We can say this now that we don't live there, but like I thought we were going to break the floor.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
I've seen videos.
Bro,
I've seen videos of like college kids like literally breaking a floor in half and people like falling through to the basement. And like I thought that was gonna be our house.
Our
now,
floors
luckily,
were like bending. Like you could feel them like shaking.
And we didn't have a basement, but there was a crawl space, so I was like, we're gonna fall like 5-6 feet down.
Oh, yeah.
Because Was it 100 people on our... Maybe not 100 people,
but
it was...
I would say 100 people made it in our house.
Dude, it was crazy. Because
we were
running
campus. We were throwing, like, a campus outreach event.
Yeah, and we just had so many, like, freshmen, sophomores, just, like, everyone coming over, and the music was pumping. We had some crazy Halloween parties.
Oh, yeah. And we're dressed up. So, like, your wife and my now wife...
Gosh.
...would dress up as men. Like, they would dress up as, like, the founding fathers and, like... What else?
No, they did rappers.
They did Oompa Loompas. They did the founding father. Oh, but dude, when they dressed up as guys, bro, like it really freaked me out.
It was hard
because like I saw Abby's
good looking guys.
Abby's like a beautiful. Abby is like a pretty woman, but then she's like tatted up and a wife beater and just like. It freaked me out. I did not like
that's
that.
That's whenever, like, my now wife, I just was like, yeah, I'm out. Like, yeah. I'm not, we're for sure friends, we're you know? Sure like, friends. This is not.
Nabby's like, why? You not like the, do you not think it's funny? I'm like, you look like a dude.
Yeah. It was hard to compute.
We got lucky that we didn't break the floor. Like, we truly are lucky that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Because who would have paid for that, too?
Yeah.
The house was so weird. There was a statue of a man with a beard.
Wait, yes.
That was like, I don't know, how big was it? It was like this, it probably weighed as much as
the landlord carved it, I think.
Yeah, I think he was a sculptor.
Yeah, and like it was like a man's head.
I think he was a professor at Missouri State at one point, and he like sculpted that head. And remember the roof, we would like get on the roof, and I think we had some cigar nights sometimes because like none of us are 21. So it was like, let's have cigars. That's legal for us. So we're like doing cigar nights and our other
roommate, not to
our
mention.
Our other roommate.
Because we love him.
Okay. We love him.
Wait, can I just say, our other roommate would just be like naked in our house.
All the time. Our landlord would come over and he would be in his underwear and he would like just go up and give her a hug. Like
he'd be like, "Here's Rent, Hingwa.
Here's Rent, sweetheart.
Don't fall for me."
She's like, "Oh my gosh."
Did you guys pay rent, cash, or check? How did you guys do your rent? Because I did a check. I think is what I did.
I did it all at once. Check. Yeah. Ahead of time.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it was $225 a month.
Yeah, that's a fact.
My semester.
Bro, I'm so many things have came out about how horrible vaping is for you, and I am so glad that our other roommate did not convince me to start vaping, because like for a while I was like, it's just vapor, it's just fine, like this looks kind of fun. We all hotboxed once in the car with the vape.
I don't remember.
We're all
that.
Like vape. Yes, we all
Maddie
like,
smokes like
oh yes,
like,
it was like
50 Nick, bro.
50 Nick, bro.
I think you guys were big into watching Cody Ko for a little bit, and then so we were watching that, and then like Maddie smokes came up, we're like, we'll go do Maddie smokes but with the vape in the car. And I'm
it was
like,
with that was their video.
That was
oh
the
really
video.
The hotboxing.
I don't know if
see
we
this is
that.
Like what I'm talking about. Like you, like you're oblivious to certain things, and I'm like, this, your job is social media and videos. Like, how do you not know this? Like, Cody Ko's huge. Like,
I don't think we ever made those. Like, did that? I think you just thought about doing that.
I think we did.
No, we hotboxed once. No, maybe you weren't there, Brendan.
You guys hotbox with a vape, and we did it. Yeah.
It was, I remember. Yeah. I'm not going to get into details, but I remember once. It was before I got married. I got permission from Abby, but I wanted to try a substance of some sort, and it became a huge controversy in our house. And it got so out of hand that Brendan and I got into a fight.
Maybe.
Do you remember this, Brendan?
We may or may not have gotten into a fight.
Allegedly. I remember you punched me so hard in the chest, it like took the wind out of me.
Okay, I'm glad you said that because last time you said that, you said it didn't even hurt, bro.
Bro, let's be honest, dude. You wrestled in high school. You're like a big dude. It's like, bro.
Yeah.
So
we fought several times.
Oh, we'd wrestle. Yeah, we'd wrestle.
So Matt always wanted to wrestle me.
Oh, yeah.
Because he wanted to get better.
Toughen
he wanted to get
up.
Better, just like better himself in UFC. Sure. I guess he watched a bit. Right. I don't know. So he would wrestle me. He would challenge me.
Bad idea.
And my favorite one, because a lot of them happened, there was the fight one, which.
Yes.
Wasn't as funny at the time because I definitely aimed for your chest instead of your face because I was like, I'm in his wedding. I will not be in his wedding if I hit him in the face.
You would have broken my nose for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you punched me as hard as you possibly could.
But my favorite one that's like, the most comical one is we were going to have a party at our house that night.
Okay.
And we had started fighting in the kitchen and people had started filing in.
Wait, already? When we were fighting?
People came early.
And they walk in. And so when Matt would wrestle me, he would get angry because that's how he'd actually like fight and get better. But he was mad at me and like maybe cussing me out at the time.
Oh, for sure.
As I was choking him out, trying to get him to tap, and people are walking into our house, and Garrett's just like, it's fine. Don't worry
about it. Like, this happens, you know.
I don't remember that.
It's not personal.
People walked in.
They'll be done soon. It was so funny.
I was like, yeah, so how are you guys doing? And you guys are just getting after it.
I'm sitting there choking out. I'm pretty calm because I'm very used to being in a fight. And you're like,
dude, you were pissed. Like, your face was red. Like, you were mad.
Well, that may have been because I was.
Yeah, that's
getting choked out, you know?
I remember you guys almost like broke a door. Like, you
were
like,
yes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that almost broke in that house.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
It was a good house, though. I mean,
yeah.
We had a lot of fun, and yep. And then you guys got married.
We were so young. Bro, you were 19. I was 20. Brendan, were you 20 at the time?
I was 21.
When did you turn 21?
July 14th. So the summer before I moved in.
Dude, I remember.
Shout out to Mo Hill.
It's funny, though, because I remember, like, this is before. Like, I didn't really drink in college, but I remember every once in a while, you guys had, like, some beer in the fridge.
And yes, so
every
once in a while, I paid for all the beer in the fridge, and the beer may or may not have disappeared by sources unknown.
But, like, sometimes I'd be studying, and I'd be like, maybe I just want to have a cold Busch Light, you know? And so, like, every once in a while, you know.
You stole it, too?
Well, no, I asked for permission first.
Oh, I was not 19 at the time. Was I 19?
Dude, your birthday's in May. You were 19.
April.
It's in April, yeah. What?
You didn't turn till 21 till the COVID year, which is a good time.
So you're outing me as an underage drinker. That's
happened.
Arrest him.
Yeah.
Can we get this kid arrested?
Cancel me right now.
It was He's now 24 years old. And non-alcoholic beer.
That's
because
great.
That's what I drink.
I hope my employer sees this.
That's crazy. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's you guys have real jobs. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, we do. And futures. So my kids are gonna watch this.
Yeah, good luck with them. Yeah.
What was the most annoying thing that I did when you guys lived with me?
Singing while doing dishes.
All the time.
Did I really sing that much?
Oh yes.
And you whistled, right, too?
I think I whistled. My great grandpa used to whistle a lot, so I whistled.
Because you explained that every time you whistled.
Every time you whistled.
I'd be like, are you whistling? And then you're like, oh yeah, my great grandpa told me how to whistle. Every time.
Like, yes, we get it. Shut up. Oh my gosh.
Awesome. Okay, what do you guys, so singing, what do you guys think about, I've been releasing music, what do you guys think about the songs?
Your voice is high.
My voice is high.
But that's actually gotten better.
Dude, you think it's gotten better? The music's gotten better?
It's giving Troy Bolton, for sure.
It's giving Troy Bolton?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you need to lean into it, man. I think you got a thing
going.
Dude,
I kind of want to. I think it'd be fun to just play into it more and just like recreate like Troy Bolton moments.
Oh yeah.
But like to my songs.
Yeah.
I think it'd be kind of funny.
But I will say, with your writing, you're setting a precedent that no guy can follow. Because you are sending out love songs like nobody's business.
Oh, so I should pivot. You think I should do a different...
One every 10 years.
Okay.
Not one every 6 months.
Ooh, okay. So not some... What type of music should I write, Brendan? What do you
Screamo.
Think? Screamo. Oh, okay.
100%. Ooh. Screamo. Abby will really like it.
No, your audience loves it, man. They're all about
thanks.
That.
Yep. Thanks, dude.
Screaming. I also think you can rap.
I do not rap. I can tell you that right now. I don't. I do not. That's funny that you guys remember
you
me singing
be
because like
Logic.
I'll be honest, I don't remember singing at all.
All
I thought I just like
Except
took a break
Logic.
From it. Did I play guitar at all too, like in the house ever? Or was it just mainly singing?
Because, yeah, you would. You
yeah.
would practice all the time.
Did you guys get annoyed? I think you guys got annoyed with me because of the air conditioning, because I always was getting on you guys about utilities.
Yeah, our utilities were like 120.
Well, I was trying to keep them under 200.
That's per guy.
One time it got up to like 300, and I was mad because I think it was because of our other roommate keeping the window open when it was like 100 degrees outside, and he turned the AC down into the 60s.
Yeah.
I just remember when you tried to sit down with our other roommate and try and like tell him something, and he would not listen to you. No.
He thought it was a joke. He just laughed at you.
You'd put your hand on his shoulder and be like, hey, man, I'm trying to get married. I'm broke.
He did not care.
No.
Did not care at all.
Which we didn't really either.
This portion of today's episode is sponsored by Curology. I used to have really bad acne and I was very insecure about it. And then a friend of mine in college told me, hey, you should check out this thing called Curology. I actually have before and after photos of my acne. And if you look at what it used to look like, it was not good. I didn't know what I was doing. So they suggested all these face washes and moisturizers and all these products that I could use to take care of my skin and clear out my acne. And it worked for me. So I'm super thankful to them.
Yeah, you actually sold me. It was actually right before we got married. We were engaged when you got Curology and then I also got Curology. Yep. It really changed our skin's surface.
My skin was bad.
Curology's personalized prescriptions are formulated to treat your individual needs. Like your bottle will literally say for Abby or whatever your name is. From acne to the earliest signs of aging. In a clinical trial of 150 Curology patients, 9 out of 10 patients saw an improvement in their acne in just 3 weeks. Yep. And it's easy. Just fill out a quiz about your skin, share photos, and a provider will prescribe a personalized formula based on your skin's unique needs. Products are shipped directly to your door every 2 months. For a limited time, you could get your first Curology skincare box for just $5. Wait, that's insane. When you go to Curology.com/unplanned, go to Curology.com/unplanned for this free offer. That's Curology, Curology.com/unplanned. Trial is 30 days, applied only to your first box. Subject to consultation. New subscribers only.
Back to the episode.
Well, we just got done with a surprise trip, didn't we,
yeah,
Matt?
Yeah, we surprised Brendan in Knoxville, Tennessee. He had literally no idea we were coming.
Zero clue.
I flew in. Literally, yeah. Then Garrett called me and was like, "Hey, I'm gonna go surprise Brendan in Knoxville." I'm like, "Okay, when are you doing it?" He's like, "Tomorrow." I'm like, "Okay." And then I asked Abby, I was like, "This is really random, but we're gonna go surprise Brendan. Can I go?" And I was like, "I know it's gonna be a no, so like, it's all good." And she was like, "No, you should go." And I'm like, "Are you serious? Are you cool?" And she's like, "Yeah." And so I ended up buying a flight that day, and we surprised you.
It was a blast.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
You didn't know how to act.
I didn't know what to do. I don't like surprises because I like to get excited for things. So then my brain was just like, I my brain didn't stop running that whole night. Like I couldn't even sleep because I was just so excited. And so like I couldn't settle down until like a day and a half into the trip. And then at that point it was halfway through the trip. But yes, I was very surprised.
Well, granted,
and shocked.
Like either of us had been out there like visiting.
Well,
him.
The funniest thing is at first, Garrett, you were like, "Hey, what if we, you want to go snowboarding with me in Colorado?" And I was like, "Yes, let's do it." And you're like, "Just kidding, let's go snowboarding in North Carolina."
Okay,
and
go
and because we'll surprise Brendan. And I was like, "Okay, I love Brendan, so I want to do the surprise for Brendan, but the snowboarding's going to be crap in North Carolina."
Yeah.
And it was, dude. It even snowed. Like, we got, what, 4 inches of snow?
3 inches.
Three inches, and it was crap.
Yeah.
Like, not to bash on North Carolina. Beautiful state, really nice people. Love North Carolina. But that resort was just like, it was just a glorified hill, let's be honest. And it was freaking cold.
It was.
It was better than Hidden Valley.
And that's when you guys got me to quit Dry January.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
And I just failed Dry January. I just failed Dry February about 30 minutes ago when Garrett was like, "Take the freaking shot, Matt." And I was like, "Okay, I guess I will." So here we go again. Now I have to do a Dry March.
I love it. Yeah, peer pressure's great. It's a great thing. If
you know what
good.
They say is if you surround yourself with great friends, they'll influence you, you know, in positive ways.
Yep. And here we are. Honestly, your bachelor party was kind of, you know, it was all right.
Yeah.
Brendan
you
and
didn't,
I.
You didn't think it was the best bachelor party you've ever been to?
Yeah, it's just not the best.
Would you say, so if you ranked my bachelor party amongst other bachelor parties, would you say it was like the best ever?
It's better than mine.
Or the or some of the worst bachelor parties you've been
to? It was better than mine.
Okay.
That's saying nothing because you didn't have one.
Oh, you didn't have one.
I would say.
Where would mine lie on the list?
I would say, man, given our age, it was a good time.
Okay.
It was.
But you're basically saying it was like the worst bachelor party.
I just feel like we were limited in like where we could go, you know what
I mean? Yeah. I mean, nobody could like, we couldn't fly to Vegas or go to Nashville or anything.
Right.
And it was like February in winter.
Did it kill the vibe? I love the man, but did it kill the vibe that my dad was there?
No, that actually made it more fun.
Really?
Given our age, yeah.
I think he paid for all of us to eat.
That's why I really liked
three. Oh, he paid for golfing too.
Yeah.
Thanks, John.
Yeah.
Shout out to John.
Shout out, John.
Probably watching this right now. Love
Way
you, Dad.
To go.
Saving money.
Love you.
You and your dad are very similar.
Really?
Like, more than you realize. The way you talk, like, you have these little dad, you have these John mannerisms.
What, like, what is that? What
I don't even know. It's just, like, in the moment when you just say the goofiest thing you've ever heard. And I'm like, wow, that was your father that just came on you. Like, I feel like Abby's the same
Brendan,
way.
You're completely out of your camera right now. You're, like, way out. Get back in your camera, dude. You're off.
I feel like Abby's the same way.
Off in a lot of ways. Yeah. My eyes are tearing up because I'm so tired.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Oh, wow. No, I'm not sleepy.
We're doing an all-nighter, dude. Until Garrett flies out at 4 a.m., yeah. We're staying up. We're watching movies.
That sounds great.
We're going to have a fun time.
An early one.
Dude, that sucks.
It's going to be, well, it sucks. Are you driving me or is Brendan?
We'll figure it out. Yeah. We'll talk about that after.
Maybe you should both drive me so that you...
I can do it.
You can do it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, then so we get it. My bachelor party wasn't that great, but it was still a fun time.
It was a fun time. I feel like we made it happen. It was a great group of guys.
Wasn't the wedding a freaking party, though?
It was a blast.
I feel like it was, like, really... I don't want to be... I'm sure I'm biased, but, like, it was a party. Everybody was dancing. The dance floor was going crazy the whole time.
You can thank Brendan and I for that.
Thank you.
We
yes.
went hard.
You guys were sweating like crazy. Yeah. You had sweat dripping off your shirts. You guys brought like party hats. I think you had like
Bass Pro hats and cowboy boots.
Yeah.
Because we had not yet acquired cowboy hats.
Well, I had.
Ah.
I had one. I just didn't bring it with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, we just come we from think camp. We were yeah. counselors together that
camp
summer.
Camp counselors and
yeah,
drove
where
in.
We had trained to start parties with no alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
And so we got
the kids going.
You guys
dude.
Are
we were
right.
Fun.
I think you guys were a big part of why the dance floor was popping off.
Dude, people were happy for you guys.
Yeah.
It was
I
a
lost
good time.
A solid 4 pounds.
You did. We were
so did Bob.
We were disgustingly sweaty.
What did you guys do after Abby and I drove off? We left promptly at 9 o'clock.
We did an all-nighter, not all-nighter, but we hung out with some of the bridesmaids. But we had to head out at like 6 a.m. the next morning and drive a 6-hour drive back. So we stayed up way too late.
We stayed with my now in-laws.
Yes,
before
we did stay with
I
his
was
in-laws.
Dating Kara, my now wife.
Wow,
that night.
Wow.
Yeah.
We started making TikToks in like around when like COVID hit that next year. What were you guys up to during that time?
Cut from podcast. Yeah. We had a good time.
Yeah. What did you guys? Because I'm over here making TikTok dances in our teeny apartment with Abby. During COVID, and were you guys just like living
it
up?
We got really good at playing cornhole and curling 12 ounces.
Yeah. So I was working on like remote at the time.
Okay.
Classes were online.
Okay.
We were just at home in the house that we all lived in together.
Yeah.
And we just had nothing to do. So, like, and no one did. So we just would have close friends over and just play cornhole and hang out, have fires, have some drinks.
What did you guys think about Abby and I being TikTokers?
Yeah, there was some great comedy. I mean, we we laughed a lot. You guys were cringy, man. It was awesome.
We doubted you every second of the way, just like your best friend should. Because if your friends aren't doubting you, you aren't doing it right.
Is there a specific video that you were like, that was the cringiest thing I've ever seen in my life?
Oh my gosh, that's a great question.
Can't say I've watched that many of the videos.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I've limited to the reels and TikToks, but I haven't committed, I don't think, to a full YouTube video
of
yet.
Of the like two videos I've actually watched, like okay, three.
Okay.
I think there was one whenever you guys were in St. Louis at your house.
When was this?
It was a long
time
ago.
Was this during
ago.
COVID?
Dude, you guys looked so, you were so like... We watched it the other day and we were looking up your music video.
Really?
Or like trying to. And it like popped up and I was like, oh my gosh, you guys look like kids.
Isn't that weird? You look back and you're like, oh my gosh, I was a child.
Yeah.
We all looked really young.
Oh yeah. We all did. I mean,
I like skinnier. I mean, I did.
It's true.
Yeah, but wait, so was that video cringy? Or like what did you...
Dude, a little bit.
What was it about?
I don't know.
This was a YouTube video or
what
is this?
It was like about each other, I think. Like, just asking each other questions. And
all the sappy ones. It was
fun because you guys were younger. And so it's like you hadn't had kids yet. You hadn't been married, I don't think. And so.
Okay. No, we were definitely married at that time.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, we were married.
Yeah, I just felt like you guys were like still, was, in a way, learning about each other.
So it was really weird from our position in the sense of, like, we knew all the information you were presenting, like, in the sense of, like, we knew you guys super well.
Yeah.
In the sense and of then like, you're, like, sharing it in a public format. And it's just like, I mean, it's you guys were pretty honest to who you were. That's been one of the cooler things. It's like when people ask me, like, oh, you know Matt Howard, I'm like, he's exactly like he is on his videos.
Right. Right.
He's which just like, should tell you something.
So Matt, okay, here's how you know Matt's thinking a lot is when he does this. When his fingers get going.
Yeah, I do weird finger stuff.
Your mind is going 1,000 miles. Yeah, that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which, like, you both, like, have, like, crazy minds that go 1,000 places all at once.
Abby tells me to, like, stop tapping on the car, because I'll be, like, tapping a beat to a song.
Yeah. It's excessive. Sometimes I have like, stop you guys and be like, but that's why you guys would talk so much, is because it was, like, a constant rabbit hole.
I get in trouble at church. Like, I'll play with anything that I carry. So, Ashlyn, like, my wife has been trying to get me, like, quiet toys. Like, to play with. But even then, like, I still make them too loud. So, like... Like, I've played with a knife, like a pocket knife I had in my pocket, and I cut myself in church. And I was like, oh, shoot, I'm bleeding out. Like, Jesus' blood.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
But, yes, wait, I have the same problem. Just
so, it's like, Abby have, like, things with, like, noise? Because I feel like...
No, she does, dude. I have to be careful with my chewing because she... I think it's called misophonia, where, like, you hate the sound of chewing. And she hates it so much that, like, sometimes her own chewing will bother her. So I just have to keep my mouth closed.
She used to get mad at me all the time for smacking my food.
For your chewing. Yeah.
She would, like, actually yell at me. Abby's, like, very sassy. Like, very. But wait, like,
so do you feel like that's a side of Abby that people don't see on social media?
I don't know. Does she show it on social media?
I don't
have social media, so okay, I don't know.
You don't even watch the videos.
I don't even watch the videos.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'd say this. Abby... is like a boss queen.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
but in a good way.
Probably some, like in a good way. Like she says no, you're like, oh,
she's like, all right. She's definitely like Abby's always been like the mom. Like when she says something, you're like, yeah, all right. You know, there's a good point. Like with like smacking my food, like she would yell at me, I'm like, all right,
she's a spitfire, which is a good thing.
Yeah, it keeps you in check for sure.
You need a spitfire.
You definitely need Abby. Yeah. You need a strong woman. Because you go on these wild tangents that someone who's got a strong will brings you back from.
A special person was created just for you.
Right. Okay, thank you,
and
Brendan.
It is Abby.
Thank you so much.
Because no one else could fit that job.
Dude, it's been a lot of fun seeing you guys become parents, though.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
That really means a lot.
I feel like you love your kids. And I feel you've been able to see Abby love being a mom, which has been cool.
Because,
like, she's got that teacher in her, you know? And, like, I feel like she has a heart for kids. And, like, I don't know. I feel like you, like, even when we were on the slopes today, like, you were just constantly talking about Griffin.
Really?
Yeah.
Was I?
Actually? Yes. You're like, I want to do this with Griffin. I was like, what about me?
Yeah, we're like, we're here, dude.
I guess we just talk about...
I'm right here. I'm your friend.
Dude, like, every kid you saw, like, the smallest...
Brent, you're still, like, literally falling out of frame.
Scoot in, dude.
What are you doing?
Brendan's just like a slime. How he's like you... a piece of slime, hey, dude.
So scoot over. Just scoot over on the couch.
Brendan just likes to snuggle up. He's a snuggly dude.
Snuggle up to Garrett.
Dude, Brendan would, like, always come into my room. He did this morning at, like, 6 a.m.
I did crawl
and
over
he just
him
crawls this. In my bed. The first guy, you never did that.
Did
to
you
me.
Guys share a bed last night?
No.
No,
we did. Did you share a bed at my house the night before?
No.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
No. We're used to like sleeping with
like
our wives.
I like waking up in the morning.
So
we shared a bed on the boy strip.
We did. yeah, we slept in the back of my truck in North Carolina.
We're like cheek
during,
to cheek
like,
in there.
During like a tornado. That was great. We stayed up way too late talking. Dude. It was
like we're doing now, but it's okay.
I feel like that's a fun theme.
Have you guys seen Abby and I evolve? I mean, obviously now we're parents, but like, what else have you seen like evolve with us or evolve with me?
How the hell you live with your in-laws?
Really? Oh, you don't get it at all.
No, I could never do that. Like, not I love my in-laws, but like, there's a beautiful thing in having your own space. You know, it's like I love spending time with them, and I same with my parents. Like, I love my in-laws. I love my parents. I love when I see. I don't know how you guys live together in the same house. So props to you guys.
That's, great question, dude.
That's pretty.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just personality types. There's certain people that it's easier to live with, other people not so much. I love my parents dearly, but I don't think it'd work with my parents. But for whatever reason, it works with Lori and Matt for some reason.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You're crazy. I can't even live with my own parents when I was single. I did it for like 2 months. My parents are great.
Why? Did they get into your business a lot or what happened? What?
They were there.
They were just there?
They were just there.
There.
That is one of those reasons why, like, even though I dropped out of college, by the way, I think you guys probably didn't see that coming, me dropping out. But yeah, I don't know. I think I like that I went to college because I learned how to be independent. And I loved that. Like, I loved that independence from my parents and, like, not being told what to do, but I could decide what I wanted to do.
Really. I hope when you're 45 and you're trying to interview for a job and I'm sitting there looking at your resume and going, psh, don't even have a college degree. Scrub.
Did you guys see that coming? You dropping out?
Oh, man. I don't know. I didn't ever feel like you were going to be successful because of the degree you had. If you start making money,
you can drop out. It's
right.
That's fair. Like, I mean, if you start a business, which you did, but your business was making cute couple videos. No offense.
Well, here's the deal.
Business works.
What did he study, though? You were acting in business. Like, that's what you're doing now. So it's like you're utilizing the things that you're good at and you're passionate about. So it makes sense for you.
Yeah. Which I guess, like, it's acting, but the reason I liked acting was because it was a part of entertainment.
Right.
And that's what I do now. But that's the scary part about social media is, like, we're super vulnerable on here.
Yeah.
Like you guys just said, I mean, people ask you if I'm the same as I am in the videos, and you're like, yes, he is. And that's what's scary is, like, you really put yourself out there, and it's scary that people know all these things about you, you know? And it's weird. We were talking today on the slopes. I was like, I have to be careful what I say sometimes because people might take something out of context, and I just never know if somebody right next to me knows who I am.
Right.
And I was so happy. We ran into some people that watch Abby and I's videos today.
You were not helping him on the slopes.
Which, here's the deal. Like, you help him, dude. It's honestly so weird whenever people notice you in public.
Really? It is?
Yeah. It's weird, yeah.
Why is it weird?
Because you're Matt.
Because you're not famous in our eyes. You're just Matt. You're just like a... You're just a guy. Like,
I'm just a guy.
Guy who, like, makes videos and talks.
Isn't that everybody, though? Isn't that anybody? Like, anyone you could think of, any singer, social media person, like, everyone is just a guy or just a girl.
It's true.
Right?
I feel like we like to look up to people, you know what I mean?
I guess you're right. Yeah.
That one guy that we met on the slopes that literally chases Peyton Manning down to get his
autograph. That was weird.
That was crazy.
Bro.
I didn't know what
to say to that guy.
Over 100 autographs, right?
Yeah, we met a guy on the slopes he sells autographs from Peyton Manning, and he's at over 100. And he just, like, tracks him down.
Every football game.
Kind of creepy.
A lot of times he knows when Peyton Manning's going to say yes. He knows when he's going to say no.
And he blends into the crowd so Peyton Manning doesn't know that it's him doing his 100th autograph, because Peyton Manning doesn't want to just give those out to people like him to go out and sell them.
Right, and he doesn't, like, personalize it so he can, like, resell them.
Exactly. He does not want it to someone's name.
Unless he has a seller or, like, a buyer ready.
Yeah.
Then he'll, like...
Dude, you meet some interesting guys on the slopes. That guy that just randomly offered you a shot.
Yeah,
he was like, hey, I'm about to... Was he taking a dab? What was that? I don't know what it was in his pen, but he had some sort of pen with something in it, and then he offered you a shot.
He offered all of us a fireball shot.
Yeah. I didn't.
No, he didn't. He only had one.
Oh, he only had one.
Really?
Otherwise, I would have had one.
Yeah.
Freaking jerk.
And this is why I failed Dry January. right here, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man.
That's funny. I think it's so funny that you guys... I guess, like, I've kind of gotten used to it. Like, I get used to people being like, oh, hey, are you Matt? Like, I listen to your podcast or whatever. So it's funny, like, when you guys are like, that's so weird, because it's something that it's just kind of, I guess, more a part of my life now, which is weird, you know?
It is weird. It's like, I don't see you, like, differently at all.
Yeah. But. And I don't view myself differently. My thing is, I just want to make sure that I'm kind to everybody I run into, because I never want to... I want to make someone have a good day. Like, I really hope that they have a good day. And, like, today, there's a girl that was like, hey, Matt, I love your videos. And I was like, thanks. And I was like, crap, I just said thanks. I should have said something, like, way nicer to them, because that was really nice of them to say hi to me.
You were going 20 miles per hour.
I was also snowboarding 20 miles per hour. But, like, I don't know. I want to make sure, not that I'm, like, anything special, but I just want to make sure that I don't know, make their day better in some way.
What's it like making content as a dad? Like, what was that? Like, was there a change at all in your, like, mentality?
Dude, yeah, really, really good question. So, where we saw our channel going was just, like, more videos of, like, if you look at the content we were making, it was all couples content, and then we got pregnant and people were interested in that. And it's like, oh, we'll make more videos about the pregnancy. And then we have kids and people are so interested in our kids. And so I saw it going down a path of being like fully focused on our kids because people are like so interested in our kids. And yeah. I get it. I love my kids. They're awesome. They're so, so much fun. And I freaking love my, I'm obsessed with my kids. Right. I love my kids so much. But then I realized, oh my gosh, I can see this like going into a way where our business then revolves around our kids mm-hmm. and their lives, but maybe they're not okay with that. And so it really made us check ourselves and made us like think through how we wanted to approach that. And so we just didn't want to get anywhere near the line of like what's okay, what's not okay. Because I don't think there's anything wrong with showing your kids on social media. But we just decided to take a big step back from that line and said, okay, we're not going to like really show their faces, at least for now, because we want to really evaluate what we're doing and make decisions that are best for them. Because we really care about our children yeah. and we want to be the best parents we possibly can be. And that's more important to us than anything. So,
dude, I feel like the thing that I've like enjoyed with you guys is like, even though like our lives, like you're on the East Coast now, you're on the West Coast. I'm
in the
middle of the United States in Missouri. It's like, I feel like it's been cool to like, even though our lives look different, we're still like making a point to get together and do these trips.
I love that.
That's been probably one of the most fun things is like planning these trips, showing up, like catching up. Not making excuses, because like it's super easy to like,
so easy.
Make excuses.
We're all busy, dude. You're busy. You're yeah. busy. I'm busy. Like, we could easily all just say, sorry, can't hang, can't right. do it. But we are making the effort to make these happen. And
yeah.
I think you're so right. That's how relationships live on, because it's so easy for them to die.
Right.
And I've had a lot of relationships in my life die out, because you just, it's not bad. It's not that you don't like the person.
Sure.
You just forget to put in the work to the relationship and you right. move away and you just never talk to that person ever right. again. So I agree. I love that we're like making the effort to visit each other and
yeah.
do these sporadic boys trips. And, you know, I'm super, super thankful for that.
Yeah. I think what's cool is like none of our relationships revolve around business or work or.
Yeah.
And so it's like we can like actually just show up and not be whatever we do all the time. Like we can yeah. just be friends.
Yeah.
And like that's what I've enjoyed on our trips the most. Like we don't have to think about work, even though we could talk about things like that we're thinking about.
Is
and like
this not work?
You know, this is just hanging out. You know,
no,
sure. We're yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I think intentionality is super important, and I do appreciate how intentional you guys are. Especially you guys made me feel incredibly loved. Being my first two friends to come out that weren't family all the way to Knoxville, Tennessee to come see me. And so that made me feel really loved, like moved me to tears. I'm not getting emotional. Stop looking at me like that.
Well, dude, we love you. Like we do. We I care know. About you. And I'm so glad that it meant a lot. Like, I'll be honest, dude, I don't know why, but I didn't think through the fact that that would mean so much to you. Obviously it would.
I didn't either.
Like, obviously us.
Right.
I flew across the United States of America to come visit you on yeah. the East Coast. Garrett drove like 12 hours in his
it was
truck.
Like, oh, yeah, it was over 9.
Which we slept in the woods of, you know, yeah. the Smoky Mountains. Yet, like, I don't know why we didn't think through that. And, like, of course that would mean a lot to you. And it did. And so I'm so glad that it meant a lot. And I had so much fun. It wasn't, I didn't go to visit you to go snowboarding. Like, I went right. there for you.
Yeah. I didn't go to go snowboarding.
None of us did.
Yeah. And I was telling you guys this the other day. It's like, it's all about the people that you're with.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, I could go on a trip. Yeah, I could go snowboarding by myself right now in Utah by myself. But it wouldn't be fun if I wasn't with you guys or with right. friends that I cared about. And right. so, like, doing things together. Like, I saw somebody once, one of my friends on social media, like, went to Disney World by themselves. And I was like, that would be so sad to go on a trip by yourself, nobody to share it with. Yeah. I would rather go shovel poop with you guys than go to Disney World by myself. It'd be more fun. It's like it's the people that you're with.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of people that are like solo trip advocates.
Really?
It's like a thing.
You're kidding.
No. And I don't understand it. Like, I love shared experiences.
I could get behind it if you're going to like random places and you're trying to meet people. That'd be fun.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I could
see. But like, again, it still revolves around people.
But I feel like we all, every time we go somewhere, we make friends. Like, you're like that. I'm like that, Matt. You're like that. Like, we're all like very relational people.
My favorite, we were meeting Brendan's friends in Knoxville, and one of them opened up about he only tips $2 at restaurants. I'm like, what restaurants are you going to where you only tip $2? And then we found out he hasn't like taken a girl out on a date. I'm like, okay, if you take a girl out on a date, freaking tip more than $2.
Yeah. People are trying to pay their bills, dude. Hey, tipping's a little out of control.
Okay, do you want to talk about that?
We should talk about that.
What do you guys think about when you go to a coffee shop, you get your coffee, and they go, hey, quick question for you, and they hand you the little kiosk?
They like shame you into like paying.
What do you think about that? Do you think that's, do you guys tip for coffee?
Depends how broke the barista looks. It's like, man, actually, they haven't showered in a minute.
Actually, okay,
here's $1. I'm sorry.
It's a bar of soap.
Oh, that's dang, so good.
That's hilarious.
Dude, I always, always tip 20% at restaurants. Even when I get horrible service, I'm always tipping 20% because I was a server. I know how hard it is to be a server. Right. Always tipping 20%. The thing is, though, where I get iffy is with other services. So if you go to a restaurant where like you go to the front and you pay and like order your food there, so it's not like you have a server, but then they like bring it out to you, I don't know what the rule is there, so I just do 10. I just do 10%. But the thing that throws me off is the coffee, because I'm like, I could, it's a coffee, you know?
What about Smoothie King? Do you tip at Smoothie King?
I don't go to Smoothie King. I don't think we have that in
Arizona.
Yeah, but
like a, let's say like a protein shake place.
Dude, it's honestly a 50-50.
If they ask you, are you more likely to tip?
You know, usually what I try to do is like for things like that, I try to do like 10% or... I don't know. Like when I get takeout food, I do 10% because I'm like, I want to, you know, support the people that work at this business, but they're not, I'm not having a server. No one's waiting on me and filling up my water. So, you know, I'll do 10%, but it's tricky. It has gotten a little out of control though, because I feel like everywhere you go now, it's always, what do you want to tip? You know?
I think sometimes it's like a scapegoat for like businesses not to pay their employees.
That's what bugs me though, dude.
That's what I don't like.
I think businesses should just pay their workers a fair wage,
right?
And I don't think the tipping should fall on the consumer. I think it should be built into the price,
right?
Let's end on the puka shell story.
Okay, yeah, like the puka shell story.
So
I cringed every time I saw Matt with the puka shell necklace. Like I saw
everyone
it, and
did.
It reminded me. It reminded me of like a early 2000s Australian TV show where there's a surfer boy on there. It's like the mermaid shows.
That's why I wore it, dude. I thought it was so sick. I wanted to be a surfer as
a
kid.
Yeah,
like when I first saw it, I was like, I don't know if I can live in a house with a guy like this.
And I only wore tank tops.
Oh gosh, that was worse.
And nothing matched.
Finish your story, Brendan.
Okay. Yeah. Puka shell necklace.
It goes missing.
Focus. Okay.
I was so upset. I lost my puka shell necklace. And I think this happened multiple times, actually, right? Because this was my prize necklace.
You probably lost it a couple times before.
Yeah.
But I saw it on on a desk, and I grabbed it, and I took it. And I put it like in one of my drawers.
Yeah.
Till a year later, after his wedding, hadn't found it. And I think it was a year and a half or two years.
No, dude, I think it was at the wedding that you pulled out a gift for me. You're like, Matt, this is a gift.
No.
Oh, okay.
I think I held on to it until we found out you were going to Hawaii. And I gave it back to
you. Oh, my gosh.
Because I was like, oh, this is a great gift.
And I started wearing it, and it broke the first month in Hawaii. I was so sad.
May have been my fault.
I don't know. I feel like...
I did, like, cosplay. Like, oh, I'm Matt Howard.
Oh, my gosh.
If you haven't already followed their channels, go find
You won't find
Do you guys
people, please follow me?
I don't think Garrett has any social media at all. Do you have any social media?
I have a LinkedIn.
Follow Ashlyn McKenna Photo.
Oh, yes. Plug your wife's photography in Knoxville, Tennessee.
And if you need a wedding photographer, you'll never see me, but she's much better than me because she puts up with me so she can put up with you.
Genius. Garrett, plug your wife. What do you want to say about your wife?
Kara Marie now. She's an interior designer.
Murray?
Find her on Instagram. Find
Kara. Kara now.
She designs the interiors.
Yes.
Thank you for coming on the
podcast.
We don't need the fame. We don't need the followers.
Matt, you provide nothing to society.
Here's one thing you'll never not have, and that's a humbling response from us. We will roast you forever.
See, here's the thing. This is we are Matt's haters. We hate on him so much that he succeeds despite us. Yeah. So, as I'm continuing on my insult, you provide no value to society.
Hey, what's the quote, though? What's the quote?
What's that quote about, like, crap talking your friends to their face? You said you took a screenshot on your phone. You were like, I'm going to share this on the podcast. It's really important to me.
It's like true friends. Like,
yeah, but then my ADHD, I forgot. And
no,
I
look
saw
it up. Look it up. You know the quote.
Ooh, cute.
True friend.
We're talking about this today.
You got it.
Pull up the quote, Brendan.
90% of being a dude is making fun of your friends to their face and rooting for them behind their backs. Braxton McCoy.
That's beautiful. I love that.
I don't know who that guy is, but he has a cool hat.
Three, two, one. Peace out, dudes.
Peace out, dudes.